You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Dr. John Hayes, franchising author and consultant, who will be talking about his latest ebook, 12 Amazing Franchise Opportunities for 2015. If you've been considering purchasing a franchise, you certainly do want to hear this broadcast today. Dr. Hayes, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
It's my pleasure to be with you. I'm happy to contribute to the program.
Certainly good to have you as well. Looking forward to this. Now, tell me a little bit about 12 Amazing Franchise Opportunities for 2015.
Well, this is a book that not only introduces people to 12 different amazing franchise stories about companies, a couple of them that you will recognize, and then others that are fairly new, so you won't know about them, which makes it all the more exciting to read this kind of a book. But not only do we include the 12 amazing stories of these companies, but I've included 17 steps to success, how you can achieve success in a franchise. I've included a chapter on financing because this is still a big issue for people. Where do I get the money to buy a franchise? And so I have a chapter on financing. I have another chapter on how to match your personality to a franchise, which is extremely important as well. A lot of people think, well, I'll just go buy whatever is hot. Whatever the best franchise is got to be the hottest franchise. But if it doesn't match your personality, it's not the right franchise for you. And there's also a section, a chapter on the EB-5 foreign investor program that the United States offers to people who want to get into the United States on a visa. And if you invest in a business, $500,000 is the price, but if you invest in a business, you and certainly franchising qualifies, you can get a visa for yourself and your spouse and your children to move to the United States. So all of that is included in this one book.
Now, how did you come up with the idea for the book?
I started in franchising before I even knew how to spell the word. I was a college professor at Temple University in Philadelphia, where I love Philadelphia and teaching there. And one day someone called and said that he was a franchisor. Really didn't know what that was. Just 20-something years old. And I really, you know, I had no business background. I was the head of the program at the time. And so that he needed help with a book. And so that's how that was the beginning of a book that I wrote called Franchising Inside Story. This is a long, long, long time ago. That book is out of print, even though I see it every once in a while. A used copy is on Amazon. So I wrote that book not thinking very much about, other than I loved the concept of franchising. Once I learned how to spell the word and I understood what franchising was all about, I thought, wow, this is amazing. Even a guy like me with no business background could get into franchising, own my own business. It's not difficult to do when you know what's involved and you know how to go about it. And I wrote what was the first book anywhere, as far as anyone knows, the first book on how to buy a franchise called Franchising the Inside Story. And so that book then created a business for me. I had no intention of leaving my university world to leave teaching and to go on and do other things, including becoming a franchisee and ultimately a franchisor. But that's what happened in my case. The book created a career for me. Books and franchising and me have always been very closely connected. And so I've written 20-some books, and many of them either about franchising or I've written them with franchisors. About why franchising is so exciting and why it's successful and so forth. So I've always done these kinds of books. And about a year ago, I wrote Buy Hot Franchises Without Getting Burned. And then right after that, I did 101 Questions to Ask Before You Invest in a Franchise. And one thing led to another, And I thought, you know, there are all these great stories about franchising. I'm going to tell 12 of them in a book. And so that's how 12 amazing franchise opportunities for 2015 came about. And I see this now as a series of amazing franchise books. And so that's what I have in mind.
Tell me, what makes a franchise amazing from your perspective?
Well, you know, it could be amazing for any number of reasons. One could be just the concept itself, that this is something that was that we needed so badly, or that a certain segment of the population needed so badly, or a concept that fits a theme or a model or a trend that's going on in America. And then there are other, you know, amazing concepts that they might not have what we would call hot appeal or sex appeal, but they have financial appeal, and that this might be a very blue-collar type of hands-on type of business. And you know, you might say, well, plumbing isn't very exciting. Or in the case of 12 Amazing, we've got Mr. Appliance. And you might say appliance repair doesn't sound like, you know, that's very hot. But if it's satisfying to you, if it fits your personality, if the franchisor can show you how to make good money so you don't have to work in a job that you don't like, then that becomes a very desirable type of franchise. So it could be amazing because of its earnings. It could be amazing because of the niche that it has. You know, there was no swimming pool. America's Swimming Pool is one of the franchises in Amazing. And you'd think, okay, well, certainly that's been franchised. Well, it hasn't been franchised. This is the model for franchising. Dental Fix. Who had ever thought of that? That you would go in a mobile van to a dentist's office and repair his equipment, which a dentist with broken equipment isn't going to be a very profitable dentist. So Dental Fix is a new mobile franchise. Again, you know, that's amazing, these kinds of franchises. But there's also a franchise like Janny King, which has been around for a long, long time. Again, it's one of the big money makers, but it's cleaning. People, I don't want to clean offices. You got to do that at nighttime, or you got to do that in off hours. Yeah, but if Janny King can show you the model of how to work this business so that it's profitable and enjoyable, why wouldn't you like that? In fact, you probably would find that amazing. And sometimes it's the franchisor. I think of the guys at Postnet, another business that's been around a long time. Dickie's Barbecue is another amazing story that's in the book. And these businesses have franchisors who I think of as salt-of-the-earth type people, that they're going to go out of their way for their franchisee. It's amazing when a franchisor says, let me step in and help you to succeed in your business. So that's amazing. So, you know, while we looked at a lot of businesses that were potential stories for the book, they had to fit. Somehow I had to finish thinking about the story and say, yeah, they're amazing for these reasons. And it wasn't just one reason in any of these 12 cases. They were amazing for more than one. And so, you know, those are some of the things that I find that people appreciate about franchising, would say, well, that's amazing. And that's the kind of business you want to get into.
Good stuff. Today we're joined by Dr. John Hayes, franchising author and consultant. His latest ebook is 12 Amazing Franchise Opportunities for 2015. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Hayes, how did you select the companies that are featured in the book?
Well, you know, I've been around franchising since 1979, and I've had the privilege of working with some of the giants in franchising, guys like Bill Rosenberg, who is the founder of the International Franchise Association, but also the founder of Dunkin' Donuts, as a good example. I spent some time with Kemmons Wilson, the founder of Holiday Inns, and Don Dwyer, the founder of the Dwyer Group, and others, you know, through the years. And so I can tell you at any given time, here are 15, 20 amazing or hot or exciting franchise opportunities that you might want to know about. So to some extent, once I decided that I was going to write 12 Amazing Franchise Opportunities as the next book, I simply let the word out to people like Ray Titus at United Franchise Group with Embroid.me and Signorama and several other franchises that fit the amazing billing. And Jerry Crawford at Janny King. I've known this business for years and years, and they have an amazing system. So part of it was, for about five of them, I just let those people know, hey, this is what I'm planning to do. And of course, they were excited about that opportunity. These are also generally people who know that a good book is valued by readers, and they're going to take a book more seriously than they're going to take your website or a pamphlet or a brochure or even a video that you send them. There's something about books that become sacred, that people like the experience of a book. And if they read about it in the book, then somehow it's more accurate and true. And then in other cases, the word got out that we advertised for people to come and pitch us, tell us about why you have an amazing business. And there were some lawyers and some business brokers and others who got involved who, once they heard that I was doing this, they came and said, hey, I want to tell you about this particular. That's how DentalFix, for example, came along. I didn't know that business until it was presented to me. And others like that as well. Pino's Palette, which is the sip and paint industry that's been coming along, that I didn't know about that. And it's an amazing story. These guys were hurricane victims out of New Orleans and ended up with, you know, well, what are we going to do now? Okay, well, how about Pino's Palette? Sip some wine, do some painting, have fun, an entertainment type of franchise. Yeah, okay, great. It's amazing. So that's how it, you know, one after another just sort of fell into place. And of course, there were a lot of them that came along and said, hey, we'd like to be in, but there wasn't room. You know, I could only do 12.
Wow, really, really exciting information. We've actually interviewed a couple of those folks that represent some of the franchise that you've mentioned, too, and always a joy to hear these stories as well. And I'm certainly impressed with your contacts with major franchises such as Dunkin' Donuts, Holiday Inn. You've been writing on franchising for three decades. You mentioned that you've been involved with franchising since 79, and certainly do carry a lot of expertise and wisdom here. Any other books or anything else in the works?
Yeah, I'm going to do another. I'm going to do a series of amazing franchise-type books. And I've decided just recently that I'm going to do 12 amazing industries. And then I'm going to tell the story of three different franchise concepts per industry. So there'll be 36 stories in this book. It's pretty ambitious. So, you know, I thought, well, maybe I better keep it to 12, or maybe I better keep it to 24. But I think I can do 36 stories in 12 different industries that could get people excited. So that's what I'm looking at next.
Well, if you would tell our listeners where they can get more information and get access to your latest work, your ebook, and be in touch online.
Yeah, well, the best thing, the easiest thing, is to go to Amazon.com and just type in Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, franchise, and all of my books will come up. If you just search at Amazon, Hayes franchise, or search for 12 amazing franchise opportunities on Amazon.com, and the book will be there. And easy to download immediately as an ebook. You don't have to have a electronic reader. You don't have to have a Kindle, even though that's what Amazon sells. If you've got a smartphone, if you've got an iPad, the ebook will download immediately. But if you want to buy the paperback, it only takes a couple days to get a copy of the paperback as well. And both of those sell very nicely at Amazon.
Excellent. Certainly has been good to have had you. A real good listen here today. And Dr. Hayes, we wish you all the best. Happy holidays. And thanks for taking a moment to be with us on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. We've been speaking with Dr. John Hayes, franchising author and consultant. His latest book is 12 Amazing Franchise Opportunities for 2015. And for more information and for reference, it's howtobuyafranchise.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.